Studio 6 is CJSF's video and event series that seeks to capture high-quality video and audio recordings of live performances by inspiring and local artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to them. Studio 6 invites performers to join us atop Burnaby Mountain for an organic combination of performance and interview, which is then preserved in our music library, online at our YouTube channel, and provided to the artists for their own preservation. Join us each Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM for Studio 6 to hear live-to-air broadcasts or selections from our archive.
Okay, so I'll just do a quick intro,
okay,
and then we can just get right into it.
Okay, good? Cool. Yeah.
This is a Studio 6 live session with Rude Nala. Welcome to Studio 6.
What's up? What's good?
Do you want to introduce yourselves, and then we can get right into your first track?
Okay, yeah. What's up? My name is Rude Nala. I'm an upcoming artist out of Vancouver.
I'm DJ Kai. I'm Rude Nala's DJ.
No, it is.
Sweet, let's do it.
Get to the bank. Yeah, I'll be stacking up that cash on the low. And know you care, bring your friends, I don't know. And nigga, I ain't show my plans, they be scoping. Your vision blurry like a camera, I stay focused. He wanna spend it all on me, wanna blow it. That cash ain't looking tall, that shit short. Got a stack, pass it to me, I'ma sort. He want me in that front seat, run around with that boy. Yeah, tell that hoe to get her bands up. When I'm in that car, so throw your hands up, yeah. Ain't the money calling, I won't answer, yeah. Taking your bitch, man, she throw a tantrum, yeah. Yeah, ready for it, take patience. Yeah, I got the right remedy, like I got patience. I got that spicy before and then it's blazing. Dog about to cop me a rip, look like a spaceship. Ah, yeah, I'm the lion of the pack. Pull up with a dicky, by that stick in the stack. My pockets fit, I'm about to get to the bag. Whole team getting to that rich from that red. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Dope.
Thank you.
Right into your next one? Or is that two?
No, that was two.
That's two.
Yeah.
Sorry, we'll just edit this out.
All right.
Rudinella live from Studio 6.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thanks for coming in again to do this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You've described your work as a celebration of femininity within the traditionally male-dominated hip-hop rap scene. Has that been a challenge for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been a challenge for me. It's kind of been a rude awakening, you know what I mean? I feel like every industry is mostly male dominated, but with music and stuff, it's like I feel like just now more and more women are starting to like come out and come up and become like their own bosses. So like this is like the time for female artists, which is really dope. It's been a challenge, but like also it's a blessing in some ways. So
right, and it's important to do, right?
Yeah, it's very important. It's really important.
Do you want to get into the next song from here?
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Can you tell me anything about this one?
This one is actually, I made it quite a long time ago. It's, again, on like some boss energy, like some female boss energy. Yeah. So it's pretty much just saying like, I'm the big dog, like I'm a big boss, like I'm not mediocre, like I'm not just like, you know, I'm where everyone's at too. You know, I'm on everybody else's level. Like, it's not saying I'm higher than anyone, but you know, it's saying I'm on y'all level. Like, I'm a big boss. I'm a big dog. All right, let's get it. So I could get gone. Whole lot of cats, nigga, I'm a big dog. I tell them bring that rain just so that I get pissed off. Yeah, and why she doing that lip talk? Now make that ass clap if you tryna get guac. See a whole lot of green, hit the gas, no piss. Step on my toes, get the clapping, nigga, like a flip. And y'all keep playing, stay in your corner, you can't hang it. I'm catching flights that they get carried like a reindeer. And I ain't playing now cause I'm just getting started. No, this ain't no game, you waste my time, you get the party. Too much running through my head at once, it's crazy. Nigga, hit me up, I ain't coming, I'm lazy. But when it come down to that money, don't keep it waiting. That ice capping, it ain't froze, so how you skating, yeah. Time you wasted spent, I'm in my bag and now I'm running shit. They passed me the baton, I had a sprint, I had a run that. Ain't no pussy, I'm a dog and I don't play that. Jump to a conclusion like a frog, boy, you say that it's okay there, yeah. I stay on bottle with tar, ran up a check just so I could get gone. Whole lot of cats, nigga, I'm that big dog. I tell them bring that ring just so that I get pissed off. Yeah, and why she doing that lip talk? Now make that ass clap if you tryna get guap. See a whole lot of green, hit the gas, no piss. Step on my toes, get to clapping, nigga. Yeah, I'm looking side to side and these niggas tryna slide. He said I'm flexing on him, but my confidence ain't pride. Nah, I was never messing with you to begin with. Keep it real, no matter what they say, I'ma win. Now that I'm getting this attention, you ain't really with attention. I'm getting all these eyes, they ain't attention. So listen, soon as I get the guap, I'm missing. He say he want that action, but we ain't never gon' kick it, nah. Yeah. gon' kick it. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right.
Rudnala, amazing. Studio Thank Six. You mentioned earlier you're from here. You're from Vancouver.
Yeah.
You actually grew up right here in Burnaby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if you can walk us through, like, your experience of Vancouver's hip-hop scene, because it seems like it has grown over the last few years and has changed from what it used to be.
Yeah, it definitely has. I feel like over these last few years especially, it's been growing, like the hip-hop scene in general. When I grew up, I guess, kind of, I grew up on hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Like, my siblings and stuff, they, like, everybody that I grew up with, we all listened to hip-hop. But outside of, like, our community, there was really much in terms of that. So, definitely I'm seeing a lot more people listening to hip-hop artists, even just, like, a lot more artists coming up, like, so many more than, like, I've ever seen. So, that's pretty cool.
Right, because I can only imagine that, like, growing up listening to hip-hop, you probably weren't listening to a ton of, like, local hip-hop artists.
No, yeah. I was brought up on a lot of, like, old-school West Coast music, like Pac, Corrupt, Warren G, like, mm-hmm. a lot of West Coast stuff. So it's cool seeing, like, Vancouver turn into, like, the Northwest. So, like, we're still West Coast, but, like, we have our whole own area that needs to, we don't really have, like, a name or, like, a scene here or, like, a sound yet. So it's cool seeing everybody work towards that.
Yeah, well, and that's sort of what I wanted to get at is, like, do you see that becoming a thing? Like, do you see scene as being able to produce that level of, like,
yeah, for sure. Like, people already call us Hollywood North because of, like, the movies and stuff, TV shows that are being filmed here. Like, there's so much going on. And so I just see it growing. And, like, in terms of music and stuff like that, I just feel like it'll definitely, it's like, it's already growing right now, so in the next few years, it's definitely someone from here is going to pop off, and then we're going to have our own sound, we're going to have our own name. We're going to be just like Toronto, pretty much. But, yeah, we're getting to that point, so it's cool.
Yeah, excited for it when it happens.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool, let's get into your next track.
All right, cool.
I be cooking bangers like an oven, and you know I'm super bad McLovin'. I pray to God now I'm crossing off that checklist. I've been in that fast and I'm passing like a nexus. I want the paper plane, but I'm never gon' fold. These niggas they be playing, so I gotta stay cold. I pray to God now I'm crossing off that checklist. I've been in that fast and I'm passing like a nexus. I want the paper plane, no I'm never gon' fold. These niggas they be playing, so I gotta stay cold. God's plan, I've been working on the low, I'm about to bed. Getting to the low, fuck a friend. Had this shit just for show. Gotta think of how come they not lit anymore. I'ma kick through the door, come through. I was made for the top, nigga, like the sun. Go forth, count it up for me, 2 plus 2. And I'm seeing fuck the club, I be hitting the booth. Keep on me on like they playing the news. Nigga, I'm like, nigga, try, you think I can't put nothing. I've been working hard, putting my heart in. Pave the way, I'm about to make up for the hardships. I'm buying all the land that they own. Be the one to change their life, seem like you ain't in. No new day, new day, ain't get lost in. The lifestyle, this money, it be costing. I pray to God, now I'm crossing off that checklist. I've been in that fast lane, I'm passing like a nexus. I want that paper plane, but I'm never gone. These niggas, they be playing, so I gotta stay cold. I pray to God, now I'm crossing off that checklist. I've been in that fast lane, I'm passing like a nexus. I want that paper plane, but I'm never gone. These niggas, they be playing, so I gotta stay cold. Yeah.
All right, Rudnala, Studio Six, killing it. You put out your most recent EP, Rudeness,
yeah,
earlier this year.
Yeah.
And I mean, from my experience with it, there's like a step up from your previous project. You put in the work or whatever it was. What let you take that step between projects?
Everything just went up, like my level of production, the studio, the mixing, the mastering, like everything just went up. Like I was brought with a lot of really dope opportunities to make good music and to make like industry standard music. So as soon as like I got that connect, I was just in the studio every single day trying to perfect my sound. And I was just focused, like really, really focused. And at the time, I wasn't trying to listen to like anybody else's music because I was really trying to find my sound. And like, it's kind of been a journey. So from the last two projects or whatever, that was still kind of me like getting comfortable with it. But now it's just like, okay, I know I found with that last song, Adapt, it was off Rude Awakening. I kind of found my sound. And so this new tape was just about, or the EP, sorry, it was just about perfecting that. And I feel like I did a pretty good job. And now it's like taking it to the next level. I keep saying like I found my sound, but it changes every time I make a new song.
Well, that's what keeps
really
it interesting.
Does. Right. Yeah, so like, but like now I'm definitely comfortable on the mic. I know what kind of beats I want. Like, I'm just confident in my voice, I guess, with everything, my music, so.
And with that in mind, what's next for you?
A lot of big things. I mean, like, I think now it's about taking it elsewhere. So, like, I'm based in Vancouver, but I'm trying to just, like, go to other cities, do shows, do pop-up shots, and, like, everything like that. So, it's just taking it to the next level outside of Vancouver. Mm-hmm. So, just reaching out to new people, new cities, and everything like that. So, that would be the next step.
Great. And where can people find you on the internet or wherever?
All my music is out on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. But social media, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. So you guys can find me anywhere. Just search up Rude Nala. You can go to Google and just search up.
Yeah, that
everything's
works.
There. Yeah, just go to Google. Yeah. Search up Rude Nala. Yeah, everything's there.
I saw you did a YouTube lyric video breakdown.
Oh, yeah. That was just for fun. Like, that was just me and Lil, my cousin, but she's also kind of like my left hand, you know, my right hand. I don't know, left, right, whatever. The other hand. Yeah, we just be messing around. So we started a vlog. We're going to be doing a lot more videos, fun videos like that. So look out for that.
Well, thanks to both of you for coming and doing this.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having us.
No problem.
That was
thank
it.
You.
Yeah.
Cool. That's it.
That's it. All right. Bye, y'all. Stay popping. Rudeness. More life, more rudeness.
Awesome.
That's it.
That's great. Yeah.
That was really short.
Yeah, it flew by. How long was that?
That was like
17 minutes.
Well,
17 minutes?
It's a short one, I guess.
It's pretty short.
That's cool.
How was it?
It's great.
What do you guys think? I don't know. It's kind of frustrating.
Join us each Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM for Studio 6 to hear an organic combination of performance and interview by inspiring artists and community conversations. Broadcast live atop Burnaby Mountain or selected from our audio archive, we invite you to listen in. Welcome. Welcome once more to another episode of Studio 6. Everybody give it up, live studio audience. All right. And thank you so much to Vancouver band Sour Dope. Give it up again. Excellent. Sour Dope is a local jazz funk band playing around town and, of course, live up here at SFU, CJSF 90.1 FM. Let's hear what they've got to say.
Give it up for the Sour Squad in the corner.
Woo!
Thank you. Woo!